Mesachah Babakama Perek Tes Mishna Beis Gadol Behema Vizkino Avarim Vizkino Mishalem Kishaka Gzela. Somebody steals an animal and it becomes old, or he steals slaves and they become old. He must pay the value of the behema and avarim what they were worth when he stole it. He can't simply return the behema and avarim to the original owner, since he was koneh them b'shinoi. They become his when they change, as he did not steal an old behema and an old eved. He stole a young behema and a young eved, so therefore he must pay the value of the young behema and the young eved, and the old behema and old eved he keeps for himself. Rabbi Meir Omer ba'avarim Omer lo harei shachar lufanecha. Rabbi Meir says somebody who steals slaves and they become old, he can simply return them to the original owner, and he says to them, this is yours, take it for yourself. The reason being that Rabbi Meir holds that he is not koneh the Eved b'shinoi, as Rabbi Meir holds that an Eved has a din like karka, and we have a klal, karka ain't an exelt. Karka cannot be stolen. If you throw the owners out of his real estate and take it for yourself, they are not considered stolen, so you can't be koneh them b'shinoi. So too, the avarim, you can't be koneh b'shinoi, and you can always just simply return them to the balim as they do not become yours. Gazal ma'beah v'nistak, peros v'rekivu, yayin v'hichmet mishalem kishat ha'gzeil. Somebody steals a coin and it gets cracked. He steals fruit and they totally get rotten. He steals yayin and it turns into vinegar. He must pay the value of what they're worth at the time he stole it. He can't simply return them as he was koneh them b'shinoi. This is not the same thing that he stole. He must pay what they are worth, b'shat ha'gzeila, and the cracked coin and rotten peros and the vinegar he keeps for himself. Ma'beah v'nisal, somebody who steals a coin and it becomes puzzle. The malchus discontinued the coin, cannot use it as currency. Truma v'nitmeh, somebody who steals truma and it becomes tameh, so it is usher to eat this truma. Chameh v'avar alav ha'pesach, somebody steals chameh and Pesach passes before he returns them, so now the chametz is also by now he can't derive benefit from this chametz. Behema benevda ba'avera, he steals the behema and avera, was done with it, it was used for avodah zarah, some other avera, and now it is also to use this behema as a korban. O shenisala me'algabe ha'mizbeach, or it becomes puzzled to the mizbeach, it can't be used as a korban since it has a mum. We are referring here to a mum she'eno nicker, a non-recognizable mum, such as a mum in the ayin, or the behema is to be taken, to be stoned, as the behema killed a person, and the din is that the behema must be killed. The person who stole any one of these things can say to the original owner, here's yours, what I stole from you, and I'm giving it back to you, as in all these cases, he is not koneh them b'shinoi, as there is no shinoi haniker, there is no recognizable change in these things that he stole, even though they are not worth the amount that they were when he stole them. Since he was not koneh them, he did not acquire them, he can simply return it to his owner, and he would not have to pay any money to the owner. Masechet Bava Kama Perek Tes Mishna Gimel. Natan l'umnin l'takin, somebody who gives wood to a worker to make into a kli, v'kilkalo, and after the worker made it into a kli, he ruined it, he broke it. Chayavin l'shalem, he has to pay the value of the kli, and even though he was given only wood, not a kli, once he made it into a kli, he is responsible. If he breaks the kli, he must give the owner of the wood the value of the kli that he broke. Now, even though we saw in the previous mission that a goblin is koneh b'shinoi, if a goblin would steal wood and turn it into a kli, the kli would become his, since it is a shinoi, it is not the same thing that he stole. But an uman, a worker, is not koneh b'shinoi. He is not koneh the kli when he turned the wood into a kli, so the kli remains in the ownership of the person who gave him the wood. So therefore, when he breaks the kli, he must give the value of the kli to the person who gave him the wood. Nasa mechara shida teva umigdol letakein bekilko chayav l'shalem. Somebody who gives a carpenter a shida, which is a wagon, a teva or a box, migdol is an aron, a closet to fix, and the person ruined it, he broke it when he was trying to fix it. The person is chayav to pay for what he broke. He has to pay the value of the sheet of teva or mikdol. Bahabanai shekibolov listor zakoso, a builder that took upon himself to knock down a wall for somebody. Veshiber es ha'avonet, and when he knocked down the wall, he was not careful, he broke the stones. O shehizik, or he caused any other damage. Chayav l'shalem, he has to pay for the stones or any other damage that he caused. Har yesoser mitzazeh v'nafa, mitzad acher. If he was knocking down the wall on one side and on the other side of the wall, it fell down. Pater, he is pater. This is considered an onus. He was not at fault. But if he hit the wall a little too hard and that caused the damage on the other side of the wall, then he would be chayav to pay. He should have been careful and he should have known that if he hit the wall real hard, he would cause damage to the stones or any other type of damage.